Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 26 verse 1 to Genesis 26 verse 35. Isaac visited his dad's buddy Abimelech and pulls his father's "she's my sister" con, which the rube swallowed hook, line, and sinker. I think if you look up gullible in the dictionary, you'll find Big Mac's picture right there.
Hello and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. We are starting fresh again with Genesis 27.
We are on fire.
Yes, you actually got a chance to listen to a whole passage from the book of Genesis, and you didn't have to wait till next week or next time. You know, whenever you're listening to this, I don't know. You might be listening to these one right in a row, you know, so.
All our Genesis.
Yeah. And by the way, that recap was really nice.
thank you.
Yeah. It was less scammy than what the shit that his Abraham's son pulled off.
Well, I'm not sure if that's really a compliment because what I'm being compared to, but
I'd say
just report it, right?
Right, exactly. anything that's less scammy is obviously better.
That's true. Now it's 98% less scam. Yes. Yes, this will do nicely.
Yes. All right, let you lead off with 27:1.
And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, "My son." And he said unto him, "Behold, here am I." And he said unto him, I'm assuming that last part was Esau. Hey, Dad,
Dad, I'm here. What do you want? I was like in the middle of the garden, fucking the sheep. What do you want?
Oh.
I can't see you. Where are you? His eyes are dim. Okay, he's going blind.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that happens with age. It's called, you know, cataracts. We can treat those now. 27:2, and he said, "Behold now, I am old, and I know not the day of my death." Okay. You don't think that your own son doesn't know that you're old and you're dying? And why would you know your day of your death? Nobody knows the day of their death. You know, psychics have... There was a psychic, what was her name? What was that fucking scam woman's name?
Which one?
Yeah, I know. The one that happened like a couple years ago. She said...
Sylvia Brown?
Brown, thank you, Brown. Sylvia Brown. She said, "I won't die until this year and this day." And she was well over 3 years... 3 or 4 years off.
But she talked like this, though.
Yeah. And she made a lot of shit up and made a lot of people's lives really horrible.
I shouldn't have done that. Excuse me. 27:3. "Now, therefore, take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out into the field and take me some venison."
Take me some venison, boy. Take me some venison. No, go and get some. Just go to the grocery store, pick me up a veal, you know, and we'll call it a day. We'll have a little nosh, you know, and we'll celebrate until I die, because that's how life works. Yeah. I don't know when I'm going to die, but go and get me something just in case.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, for every time that you have an elderly relative, like, yeah, this is probably the last time that great-great-grandma's going to be here. You need to be here. It's this pity ploy.
Yeah.
You know, it is. I might be dying soon. I really want some venison.
Yeah. You're right. It's a pity ploy. You're right. It's a pity ploy. It's like, I won't be here much longer.
Well, they've already established that he only really likes the son because he brings him venison and doesn't love his son for him. I don't know. These Bible stories are so fucked up.
As long as you go out and kill something for me, then I love you. But if you don't kill anything, then I don't love you anymore.
You know, Esau in previous chapters sold his birthright for a bowl of soup and some bread, right? But
yeah.
If you look at it too, his dad, all his dad cares about is filling his stomach also. He's, you know, apple tree.
Yeah,
hello.
Exactly.
So
27:4, and make me savory meat. That meat you made last week was really shitty. Make it savory this time. Put some more spice on it. I like a little more salt. It tasted like crap.
Sage. Yeah.
Such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat. No, I thought you were going to bring it to me and I'll just take a photograph of it and I'll make a painting of it.
Instagram.
I'm going to Instagram that shit. That my soul may bless thee before I die. No, eating food is not going to bless your soul. There's no soul there. You're just filling your belly. So this way, if you die on an empty, you don't die on an empty stomach. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, to be honest. If I die, I'm gonna die with a pork chop in my mouth.
It's conditional love.
It's conditional love, yeah.
Yeah, 27:5, and Rebekah heard what Isaac spake to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it.
So Rebekah,
he's brought it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rebekah's eavesdropping.
Yeah, she's an eavesdropper. The only time that women seem to get their name mentioned is when they do something really wrong or when they're about to get fucked. So.
Yeah. This is what's pertinent.
Yeah. That goes back to the whole Genesis, earlier in Genesis, when women can't do or say anything right. You know, this is this is another example of them not doing something right. They're not supposed to eavesdrop, but they do because, you know, they're nosy. Women are nosy. They got nothing to do but push their nose into places they don't belong. 27:6, and Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, behold, I have heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, broken sentence.
So now she's gossiping.
Yep.
27:7, bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death. So, okay.
Okay, big deal. It was like, okay, he went off to the grocery store, buy him a steak so he has a nice, so he got a nice meal. What do you want me to do with it? What do you want me to do with this information? I want you to go and kill something, maybe.
He doesn't do that, though. Remember, he doesn't like to, it's icky. He doesn't like to get his hands all icky.
Let's see.
27:8.
Thank you very much. I kind of got slightly distracted.
That's fine.
Now, therefore, my son, who should be talking to? The daughter? The son-in-law? No, the son. It's like these two words are not even needed. Obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Awesome. So she's like, she's setting him up for something. Obey me. Listen, I got a plan. Hey, I got a plan.
Yep. She's got a deception planned. That must be really awful because she's a woman. 27:9. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make thee savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And I'm sorry. That's not good. Well, I guess it could. I guess if you spice it up just right, goat might taste like venison.
Yeah, those animals don't taste exactly the same.
I don't think so, anyway.
No. I mean, I've had lamb chops. I thought, hey, I like, you know what, I like gyros, that's lamb meat.
Yes.
And I went, I bought some lamb chops. I cooked them up. I tried two different ways of trying to cook these pieces of these things. And they don't taste anything like the stuff that you get at the store. I'm just saying, they're spiced complete. It's the same animal, but it's spiced differently. So I think if there's going to be two different animals, they're going to taste different, no matter how you spice them. Where was that? 27:9.
10.
10? Is it 10? Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I was thinking your line was next. sorry.
No.
27:10, and thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat. No, I thought he was going to dance around with it. And that he may bless thee before his death. So she's got a plan in mind. So this just goes to show that women are deceitful. Awesome. Yeah. Well, Abraham and his wife are also deceitful, but there was no problem.
And Isaac already just pulled the same scam too, saying that Rebecca was his. He's a liar and a scam artist.
Right. So it's okay when it's to deceive other people that are not within your family, but if you do it to deceive people in your family, then that's worse.
Now, what I don't understand about this whole deception that's going on here, I thought that Esau sold his birthright. Okay, so why should there be deception at all? Was this just something between Isaac and Esau, and they never told his dad?
Well, the mother probably didn't know either, or they forgot to tell them. It's like, oh, by the way, Dad, hey, my brother gave me his birthright, so no need to worry about giving me the blessing or anything. But you can. I mean, it belonged to him, and he gave it to me, so you really don't have anything more to say about it.
Yeah, there's no reason for this, except it's just some stupid literary device to, I don't know, show how awful people are.
Yeah. to show how awful women are, not just.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. 2711. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, and also that the fact that they're deceivers, this reinforces that women are deceivers.
But these are God's chosen people. Isn't that awesome?
I know, right? All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. 27:11.
Oh, sure. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man."
Well, what you do with your manscaping, man, I really don't care about to know. Thanks.
Yeah, so that could be a problem.
Yeah, that could be a problem. That could be a problem. 27:12. My father, peradventure, will feel me. Feel. Hey. Sorry. My Beavis and Butthead came out. And I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. You already have the blessing. He already gave it up. It doesn't matter. It's like,
I know.
This is pointless. This whole situation is pointless. Why didn't he just say, hey, I already talked to him. He said he's going to give me his car when he dies. Big deal. We don't have to go through this rigmarole.
This is a terrible, awful family.
This is a horrible family.
God. Okay, 27:13. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch them.
Okay, so she thinks that if he curses him, it's like, no. The curse is going to be about me. Don't worry, it'll automatically bounce off you because I'm giving you a magic force field, and the magic curse is going to bounce, and I'm going to turn on my magic cursing magnetism so it bounces and sucks to me. So you'll be fit. You'll be fine.
See, women are all about that woe is me shit.
Yeah.
And guilt and shit.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
27:14. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. So the mom just made him something to eat, and it's like, okay, now we're going to use food to trick him. Well, they say, you know, food is the quickest way to a man's stomach. Food is the, what is that? It's an old saying.
Food is the quickest way to a man's heart.
Right, yeah, okay, because it goes right to his stomach first, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
27:15, and Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son.
Okay, so he basically made him wear something that had something that felt like Esau.
Yeah, it's his clothing, so it'll smell like him. You know, he's an outdoorsy guy. There's a, you know, has his sweat and has the smell of.
Because no one's done laundry in, like, since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Oh, you smell awful. That must be Esau. Oh, my God. You smell like the goats again.
Oh.
27:16. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. Where is he reaching around to feel him? My gosh. The hand's not enough. I gotta feel your neck, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're so hairy. Oh, God, your father's getting turned on here. You're so hairy.
How hairy was he? If you could skin a goat and put that on somebody's arms, that's really
neck, weird. Human hair and goat hair do not feel anywhere near the same.
No.
Goat hair is quite more coarse, and I don't care if maybe his makeup, maybe Esau was part goat or something. I don't know.
He was a werewolf.
Yeah, he was a werewolf.
27:17. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob.
Okay.
So
this line was needed. Why?
Because evidently we have the short-term memory of a hiccup.
Yeah, apparently. We already know you're going to do this action. You don't need it. This seems like it's the director's cut. You know, it's like, yeah, this is the action you're going to present on the screen. We don't need to actually see you or hear somebody else say that they're going to do this. Just go and fucking do it. Star Wars would be a hell of a lot worse if they said, okay, I'm going to kill you now with my lightsaber and then swing and then kill somebody with the lightsaber. That's stupid literary. That's stupid literary. 27:18, and he came unto his father and said, my father. Yes, my son. No, I'm sorry. And he said, here I am. Who art thou, my son?
What?
What? It ends in a question mark.
My son.
Am I not your son? Here I am. Yeah, Dad, what you need? Well, first of all, everybody has a different sound and pitch to their name, the way they sound. I mean, the fact that there's hair everywhere doesn't mean anything. This guy's probably listened to this kid all his life, and he knows his pitch. Yes, I have two daughters, and they do sound a little bit alike occasionally. But the thing is, though, I can usually tell them apart for the most part. But that with women, I think it's the pitch among siblings is closer together than, say, sons. My brothers and I don't sound anything alike.
Yeah.
Even and two of my brothers who are fraternal twins don't sound anything alike. There'd be no way I can mistake one for the other.
Maybe his hearing and his mind are going also.
Hey, apparently.
27:19. And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless thee.
Okay.
Bless me.
Okay. Why would he have to say, oh, Dad, it's me, your firstborn. Why would he need to identify himself? Okay, and there's a slide note here. It says, Jacob, with the coaching from his mother, obtained Isaac's blessing by lying. God seems to have been fooled as well, apparently. Okay,
God's okay with lying, too.
Yeah, God's okay with lying. And, like, that he gave the blessing to him. So, well, that must be Esau. It has to be Esau. He gave him the blessing. God's eyesight is going, too, apparently. He didn't get to feel the neck go, oh, yeah, is that you? Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
27:20. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it thou hast found it so quickly, my son? There was one that's like real close by, I guess. You know. Whatever. And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. See, this is perfect. This shows that people lie in the name of their religion. Especially this one. God brought it to me. Yeah, that's the reason why. So that makes it okay. So you're lying in the name of your God because of your God. Brilliant. This is just fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
More immoral compass here.
Yep. 27:21, and Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my son, very son Esau, or not. So he suspects
he is a bit suspecting. Yeah, it's like, let me feel you. Okay, I'll put my hairy balls in your hand. You can squeeze. That's a thing, right?
Yeah, the whole pledge with
the whole pledge. I pledge. Put your hand on my balls. I pledge that I am your oldest son.
Okay, then.
27:22, and Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he ripped his beard off. Ha ha ha! You're the fake.
I got away with it too.
If it weren't for you,
been for you.
Ruh-roh. Sorry, I apologize. I couldn't help myself.
And Zoinks.
Jinkies. 27:22, and Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him. Oh, okay. And he said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. That should have been a clue. See, even I just said that before we even read that passage, that he would recognize that the voice is wrong. That should have been the big clue. What does he do? What do you think, that Esau suddenly stepped on his balls on the way back? I'm sorry, Dad. I pulled the bow back too far, and it hit me in the nuts. So, I'm sorry. It is me, though. Really?
Yeah, I sort of imagine that Jacob must have had a higher-pitched voice, too. The fact that he's not very hairy, which would indicate a lot of testosterone.
Yeah.
And a deep basso voice.
Yeah. And Jacob apparently is a little bit of a mommy's boy, so.
Yes. Just dishpan hands for me.
Yeah.
27:23, and he discerned him not, because his hands were very hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him.
Awesome. Deception 101. Of course, you know, he followed in the footsteps of his dad, who was being dishonest. So
and his grandpa.
And his grandpa. Yeah. So why not? Let's just show that these people who are God's chosen people are just very deceptive assholes. All the way around. Awesome. Yep. 27:24. And he say, art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am.
Okay.
So you had this whole line say, hey, is that you, kid? Yeah. Okay.
27:25. And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank.
Okay, so they went to the local Denny's.
For that senior special.
The senior special. And he brought him the food, and it's like, and of course they don't serve wine at Denny's, so I guess it must have been a more swanky
Actually,
restaurant.
Actually, they do. They have, really? They have bar, well, out here, yeah, sorry.
Oh, well,
some Denny's have bars now.
Really? Huh.
Yeah. So you
That's different.
Can make another mistake at 2 at 1 a.m.
Yeah, another mistake. Make two mistakes at 1 a.m. Yeah.
Yep.
27:26. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near me now and kiss me, my son. My dad used to want to kiss me all the time when I was younger, and it's like, oh, Dad, your face is all hairy and scratchy. Ew, get away from me. Oh, no. My friends are going to see. Of course, this is apparently how the blessing is passed. It's passed by a kiss. Of course, so is a lot of diseases passed by kisses, you know.
27:27. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is the smell of the field which the Lord hath blessed. Now, okay, how many times is he going to bless in this? One, two, this is the third time, but I don't understand what the blessing is. I thought this was sort of like you will everything to them,
yeah.
All the good stuff. All right.
Kiss the ring and I shall be blessed. Kiss me, son. And he gave him the tongue.
Ew.
Hey, we don't know. That's probably how the blessing was handed down.
Mm-hmm.
27:28, and therefore God give thee the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Okay, is it, there's a quite a link, there's a side note here about what does the Bible say about alcohol? Because this is another one of those contradictions where it's basically it says that you shouldn't be drinking alcohol. There's a lot of passages that say that you shouldn't be drinking alcohol. But then there's a lot of ones that say, no, it's okay. Perfectly okay.
Yeah.
So more, these are more Bible contradictions. The Bible doesn't know if it's okay to do one thing or the other.
Yeah. Well, if God didn't want us to have wine, he shouldn't have made everything ferment.
Right.
27:29. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's son bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. So he wants Esau to be basically master over slaves and taking over places. He wants the younger son, Jacob, to bow down to Esau.
Yeah. So everybody that's around you has to kiss your ass because I've given you the tongue of blessing. The blessing tongue.
Oh,
oh
God.
27:30. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone from his presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. Sorry, Dad, couldn't find you any meat. Things getting a little scurvy out there right now.
And the stinger music on the soap opera hits. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Guess who shows up just past the nick of time.
Just past the nick of time. Just a little bit too late.
Yeah, 27:31. And he also had made savory meat and brought it unto his father and said unto his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thou soul may bless me.
Why? All right. Why would he care what this doesn't make any sense. He's already given up his blessing, his birthright. Why would he want it now all of a sudden?
Well, what gets me too is he was doing what his father asked.
Yeah.
He was being an obedient son. And why is he so roundly hated? Not just by, but he's hated by God.
Yeah.
He was doing what he was supposed to do.
Maybe because he wouldn't bathe. God doesn't like the people who are unwashed, apparently.
He doesn't like the fact that he's hairy, even though God made him that way, made him perfect, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. God makes everybody that comes out is the whatever they are, that's what God made you. So if God hates you, then that's God's fault.
Jeez.
Let's see, where did we leave off?
32,
thank you. And Isaac, and 27:32, and Isaac said, and Isaac his father said unto him, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn, Esau, whatever, Bob. Okay, or it's like, okay, Bob, why would you, all right, Isaac, you don't recognize your son's voice. You just fucked up and said, hey, the voice of the first one that came in here said that you don't sound like my son, but you're hairy. So that's obviously enough evidence. One thing contradicts the other, but that's okay. But now I'm hearing somebody else with the same voice that's supposed to be my first son, but now I'm doubting his claim.
Something tells me Isaac should have done this like a couple years earlier because he's really mixed up. And in 27:33, and Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest and blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. So, wait, you were just here.
Yeah.
I already had my venison and he's gone now.
Yeah, the other guy that was here, I gave him my blessing because that's a thing.
Just words.
27:34. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. Okay, apparently blessings are in few supply, and you can only give one for one lifetime. You only get one blessing per lifetime, apparently. So, I'm sorry, I'm completely out of blessings. I can't say, no takesy backsies.
My special prayer words just only work one time.
Yeah, my magic spell only works once. After that, I need special ingredients to make up my magic for my magic words to work, and I'm completely out.
27:35, and he said, "Thy brother came with subtlety, and hath taken away thy blessing." Isaac's putting the pieces together now.
Yeah, now he's putting pieces together. Isaac's like, "Oh shit, I've been duped." Call the Bunko Squad. Hey, someone get it. Call 911. Oh, wait, that's not a thing yet. But we want you to not take away any blessings from us. Not that we really need them or care about them because they're not a thing. But you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. And if you would like to send us your blessings in the form of dollar bills, you can send it to them over at patreon.com/ABANDNW, and you can bestow your blessings on our Facebook page by writing and telling us how you like the show and all that other happy horse shit over at facebook.com/ABANDNW. I'm sorry, that's not horse shit, that's Campbell shit. That's
invisible camel shit.
The invisible camel shit, right. And you can also follow our blog, which is completely invisible camel shit free, ever at abandnw.wordpress.com. You can also find this show on Stitcher, iTunes, and Spreaker. You can also email us with questions, comments, love, and hate mail over at tatbanw@gmail.com. Be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can also find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. And also, please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and a review on iTunes for us as well, because you can leave us a stars, but if you don't write something, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't push us up in the rankings, and we kind of want that. So, but until next time, this has been The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, The Podcast.